Blog Talk Radio.
Pastors for Prince TV Studio, Joy Brown. Thank you for calling in and for taking into our show today. It's been a challenge. We are here on the show today with a phenomenal woman that's waiting in queue just to come on. I'm quite sure many of you have heard of Dr. Valerie M. Parker. If you haven't, you better ask somebody, because she is somebody that you need to know. Well, Dr. Valerie here, and we do are again, as we always say, for this is the day that the Lord has made, rejoice and produced four pastors, and this woman was had been a pastor's wife, and that's why I brought her on our show. But most of all, she has something to share about what it is to be a woman of character. Listen, Valerie Parker invites you to travel along with her incredible journey from pain to power after surviving a 19-year marriage of domestic abuse. She found herself homeless, but not hopeless. Armed with the foundation of faith, she and her four children began to rebuild, restructure, reposition their lives for success. Valerie is president and CEO of Arise by WNP and Associates, a speaker bureau and public relations company, and the Soul of a Woman Foundation, a nonprofit organization that serves the community. Her story will encourage and inspire you to hold fast to your dreams and mount up with wings of an eagle and fly. There's no surprise that she has earned the respect, admiration of many in the corporation and Christian arena. Her impeccable reputation as a businesswoman and life coach is going to new heights with every round of applause and standing ovation as she speaks with power, passion, and convictions. Words never mean more when spoken by someone who has lived them. Not only has she lived them, but Valerie has committed her to her life to sharing the trials, heartaches, and she experienced youth as a catapult to achieving her goals and embracing her destiny. If you don't know Valerie by just that, what I said, then I'm quite sure many of you know who Les Brown is, the number one motivational speaker around the world, coach and trainer. Well, this woman, Dr. Valerie Parker, is his publicist. This is the woman of the hour that I would like to bring to the forefront and introduce to you on the radio, a woman that has made many footsteps in the world, and she's on our show today, the Pastors for Punch TV studio. Your host, Joy Brown, our CEO, Joseph Collins. But at this time, we have the phenomenal woman, Dr. Valerie Parker. Valerie, how are you today?
Good evening. I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, it is absolutely a pleasure to have you here. I cannot say enough about who you are because words cannot even express it. But I wanted to bring our audience somebody that has walked in shoes and wear them well. As we generally do, we just like to introduce the guest and then just start from a humble beginning of where did you come from, where are you going, and tell us what you want us to do after you have thoroughly given us your story. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to the forefront Dr. Valerie Parker.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, it has been an incredible journey. I'm living a life that God had ordained and carved out just for me. When you're going through situations and circumstances in your life, you have no idea what the end's going to be. But I tell you what, if you just keep moving and don't stop, you will get there. So, yes, awesome. Indeed, it has been an incredible journey.
Wonderful. Listen, when I met you, and I met you in Fort Lauderdale, we were at the Les Brown Achievement Award, Certificate Award, and I heard about you. I've been on some of your talk shows when you were interviewing with Les Brown, but I didn't know much about you. But we were talking, and you were telling me about your life. And I'm just going to just jump on in here because I'm a PK. So I want you to tell the audience about your journey as being a first lady, a pastor's wife.
Well, to tell you, Joy, it wasn't something I sought out to be. I met my husband when I was in my early 20s. I just turned 20, newly saved, and I was loving the Lord, and he was a PK kid, and he was an evangelist, and I thought I had married the man of my dreams. I said, okay, Lord, I gave my life to you, and you're rewarding me by not just a husband, but a man of God, and I tell you what, you know, when people say be careful what you pray for, wish for, or hope for, it's not
right.
All that it's cracked up to be. I didn't,
wow.
per se, look to marry a minister, but that's who he was. That's who I fell in love with. And I did all the things I thought was right. There was no premarital sex. There was dating. There was no inappropriate behavior.
Wow.
I did everything right because I loved God. And whatever the Word of God said and whatever the pastor was preaching, I believed it to the letter.
Wow.
So when I entered into the relationship with my husband, I expected nothing less. You know, a young bride, you're thinking everything is well, everything is going to be fine and dandy because of the fact that here he is, a man of God. You can't get any better than that. So here I was on this journey.
Dr. Valerie.
Yes.
How long did you date?
I was married to him for 19 years. I actually had my level of enough doing once it was 17 years of marriage. And what happened then was my children and I were home, and my husband got upset at the time, and he was getting ready to lunge after me as he normally did. But this time my youngest son was like, okay, he stepped in front of him and intervened and told him, you're not going to hit my mom anymore. And really, to be honest with you, Joy, I had no idea that they had observed it or seen it, because, you know, he would hear I know they would hear the yelling and fussing he would do, but I didn't know that they saw when he physically put his hands on me. And for him to say, you're not going to hit my mom anymore, it was like, what? Y'all saw that? And then shortly after that, all four of my kids put a hedge around me, and they stood to protect me. And then I knew enough was enough.
Wow, your kids seeing this happen?
Yes.
What was that like to see their dad, a minister, and hear the word and then go to church and know that he's doing that to their mom?
Well, you know, at the moment, you're just existing, not really living, so you don't think about things like that because you're so busy trying to survive and trying to make it through the next day. And that's where I was. I was just simply trying to survive and didn't take into account what it was doing or had done to my children.
You hear stories like this and you know that First Lady, you were the pastor's wife, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, you know that some First Ladies are not seem to be happy. So when you come to church after you've been abused by a pastor, how do you walk into the sanctuary with a fixed face so nobody knows if nothing went on?
Well, you know, it's very hard, but, you know, we all wear masks, whether it's domestic violence, pastor's wife, or we all walk around with masks on because we don't want anyone to see our scars and know that we're hurting, know that we're broken. So it's not just isolated to a pastor's wife. We all do it in some form or fashion, and we just find a way to get by. And, you know, I told people that I could have won an Academy Award because I was the best actress on the planet. No one knew. And then I trained my children to be actors as well. So, you know, we all live this lie within, you know, because we're ashamed and embarrassed about the situation and what goes on behind closed doors.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. That's what the makeup room is all about, putting on
a face. We all have our scars. We all have them.
My
goodness. It's just what we do with those scars. That's why I did a CD called From Pain to Power. I took my pain and turned it into power. You know, I'm sure you and many of your listening audience have gone through situations in your life, and you said, if I can just make it through, this will never happen to me again. We've all said it. We all done it. So that was my mindset. That was my goal. I said, I have to be better, not only for me, but I have to be better for my children. And they became my why for living, my why for pressing forward, my why for not looking back or going back.
Okay. That is great. That's phenomenal, because it is not just in the arena of the pulpit. It's everywhere. So you're standing up for people that are being abused in all places. Athletes.
Absolutely.
In the arena of Hollywood, you know, just your average a person, woman, a man that's going through this, you have stepped up out of relationship and you are coming public with something that is hidden.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So,
you know, we all hide our scars.
So are you able to identify someone when you're just speaking that maybe being abused? Can you see signs?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just because I've been abused. It's called discernment of spirit. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you're walking this walk with the Lord, He gives you gifts, and one of those gifts are discernment. So
mm-hmm.
one of the things that I struggled with when I was married was, where were the armor bearers? Where were the women and the prayer warriors? Why couldn't they see? Why didn't they know I was broken? How come they didn't say anything about my pain? So
right.
I struggled with that. And, you know, like I said, I really struggled with that. I was like, where were you when I needed you? And it behooves all of us when we're walking, if we call ourselves Christians, that we should do better.
Mm-hmm.
We do better. Evil prevails when good men and women do nothing, according to Edmund Burke. So when we sit back and do nothing and say, oh, well, it's not what it is. Well, you see me with a black eye and I tell you I walked into a door. How likely is that to be a truth?
So you're telling me you walked in church with a black eye?
Yes, black eyes, broken nose. Both my eyes were black because I had a broken nose that he had inflicted on me. So, you know, but how likely was that for me
mm-hmm.
to be in church and say I walked in the door or I tripped and fell? How many trips
mm-hmm.
and fall can you have? But see, we go around in church and we shout and we pray and stuff because somebody
right.
says that they're a man
mm-hmm.
of God, because
mm-hmm.
someone says that they're, you know, living this life. We accept
mm-hmm.
it, and, you know, when something happens to the least of us, we like, oh, you know, I see that happen, but this can't be so. It can't be what I think. So we dismiss it. But
we put blinders on.
Right. We need to be more proactive as it comes to the body of
right.
Christ. And here again, this is why we have so many people in the church that are depressed. People are
right.
suicidal because no one is really paying attention.
But Dr. Valerie, you know, okay, I'm going to put this. I've never been married before. Of course, I've been in relationships. I know marriage is totally different than dating. So when they tell you that you're not supposed to discuss your problems with people, to what extent is this supposed to be where you can share?
Not understanding your question fully.
Well,
I'm trying to see if you're talking about, because you know all the saints used to say, "Well, going on your house stays in your house,"
yeah,
and you're referring
exactly.
to that,
right?
Well, when we allow what goes on our house to stay in our house, people die. Predators in our home, they're abusers
mm-hmm.
in our home. And because
mm-hmm.
if you have been taught to be silent, the abuse and all continues.
Yes. Okay, you made that very clear. And that's what it is. Sometimes it is what we are taught, and not
mm-hmm.
to be open about different situations. I know for a fact a lot of pastors do not go and get counseling for problems that they have, because they don't want nobody to know that they have this problem.
And they don't think they have a problem. They think if they pray it away, they claim that they're praying it away, and then it's
okay.
going to be okay. But, you know, you got a problem. It needs to be taken care of.
Right.
Some things you can't pray away. It needs to be counseled
mm-hmm.
away.
Right. Exactly.
And here is where we have problems.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. So when you decided to end your marriage, what was the process of you taking the kids and you and going to the next step?
Oh, it was very difficult because I didn't know what I was going to do. We had our own businesses. So therefore, my finances were locked up in him. I did have a job. I wound up getting a job after the fact because I was always skillful in getting employment and stuff. But at that particular time, all my resources were tied up in him. So I was very handicapped. And because I was handicapped, I wound up homeless with me and my four children.
Okay.
So that was one of the fears, you know, when your abuser constantly tells you you're nothing, nobody's going to want you, what are you going to do with four kids, and, you know, constantly telling you everything you're not, and then, you know, you get chipped away with self-esteem, which is what a lot of people do. They get overwhelmed by self-esteem, by fragments and things that they feel that they're not, and because they don't know how they're going to get there, how they're going to get to the next level, they fold up and wither away emotionally and die. But
exactly.
I knew there was more. I knew there was more. And everybody that's going through a situation in their life where they feel themselves diminishing, you're diminishing from somewhere. So because you're diminishing from somewhere, that means that you are aspiring to go somewhere. So if you feel yourself sinking, then it's time to rise up and walk in unlimited possibilities. And that's why I wrote my last book, Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purpose, because we all have a purpose. We will call for purpose. Nobody is. I used to see this slogan all the time that said, God didn't make junk. And I was like, it sounds so lame. But, you know, when we walk around and we're dealing with situations in our life, we do feel like we're junk.
Yes, you do. That is so true. Well, listen, I'm going to take a quick commercial. I'm going to come back. And since you're talking about the unlimited possibilities in your book, I want you to talk about that a little bit. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because greater is He that is within you than he that is in the world.
Hi, this is the pastors from Punch TV Studio, your host, Joy Brown. Our guest today is Dr. Valerie Parker. She's also Les Brown, the motivational worldwide speaker of, and his publicist. But we're talking about Dr. Valerie Parker today and her life that has been created for her and her book called The Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purpose. Dr. Valerie, in your chapter two of your book, it talks about purpose, and it says God's purpose and pursue his promise. Tell us a little bit about came up with that chapter.
Well, because regardless of what we're going through, know that we're going through something to go somewhere. And God will always keep his promise to us regarding our purpose. It's us who aborts the plan. We get derailed in life and refuse to move forward. He won't push or pull you. He just simply, just like salvation, he said, come. And mm-hmm. that's where we fall short of, because we refuse to come. We get stuck in movement of going forward. So know that whatever that is that you have that burning desire to do, it's up to you to move forward and do it. Otherwise, you will take it to your graveyard. The only time that you do lose out is if you die. So, but as mm-hmm. long as you have breath in your body, you have the ability to not only live your dreams, but be the dream.
Awesome. I was reading in your book, in that chapter, and it says, I was so lost and embedded in my marriage until I ceased to exist as an individual. And I had no idea mm-hmm. what the next step for me was after leaving my abusive marriage. Wow. That is a mouthful, because what I'm gathering, your life was really, I would say, you were living in a life of prosperity, but you were living in a life that was broken because of the abuse that you had. And I know a lot of women that are in marriages, they stay because of the lifestyle. And like yourself, you said that your finances and stuff was tied in together as a couple. So you literally mm-hmm. are saying you had to kind of walk away from that lifestyle. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes you have to lose in order to gain. That's another word, a scripture that, you know, we used to hear in church and stuff. And I'm like, lose in order to gain? What is that about?
Mm-hmm.
But I quickly found out what that is. You do have to lose in order to gain. And it's up to you to decide if it's worth losing. Mm-hmm. And that's where we fall short, is that we want the things. We want the things. And
mm-hmm.
things, you know, thing when you count up the cost, the
right.
things we want doesn't
mm-hmm.
even matter when we're in a certain situation, because God is able to do greater. He said he would do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. And not only that, I found him to do exceedingly and abundantly
right.
above all. He didn't just limit it to, I'm going to
yeah.
do more. I'm going to do exceedingly. Exceedingly, because, like
mm-hmm.
I said, this life that I live now and have been living for over 20 years, I never saw this. I never saw myself traveling around the world internationally, nationally. I never
wow.
saw myself writing 4 books. I never saw
My
myself
goodness.
Putting 4 kids through college. I never thought these things were possible. I was going to be content being a wife and mother. That's all I aspired to be. But God said there was more. And there's people that are listening right now that, yeah, that's what they set out to do, to just be a wife or be a husband. But then
mm-hmm.
they're lax and they feel like they're missing out on something. It's because God wants you to do more. Life is not just about you. It's about what God wants to do through you to connect to somebody else.
Good. You know the scripture where it says, count it all joy?
Mm-hmm.
How do you
when I was going through,
scripture.
I didn't count nothing all joy. I didn't count nothing all joy. I'm going to be real. I was so angry with the Lord. I was angry.
Is that
I was
right?
angry with him. I said, because I was saved and I loved him. And like I said, I followed and walked the life that I thought he said to walk, and here I get this man that is abusing me. How could this be possible?
Man, is that what happens when you were raised in church? Have you raised in church all your life?
I was not raised in church. So,
okay.
And I knew nothing about domestic violence. I didn't even know there was a
oh.
word for it.
Okay.
So my parents, no, they weren't in church like that, but no, there was no physical abuse like that either.
Right. Okay. My goodness.
So you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. You didn't even know what to even look for if there was any signs. I'm quite sure you walked into a good relationship, as we would say, good, and it turned bad.
Well, you know, people have asked me several times, well, didn't you see any signs? Didn't you know? Well, no, I really didn't know because, hey, I was just 21, actually.
Right.
And like I said, only blueprint I had was that of my parents. So I knew nothing else. People really fall in love, they get married, they have kids, and they take care of their families. That's all I knew, and that's what I thought life was going to be like. Except for this, I knew I had a pastor. He was in ministry, so I knew I'd be going to church. Well, I love going to church. I said, okay, I can have my family, my husband, go to church, serve the Lord till I die. Didn't know it was going to almost be a literal thing.
Yeah, that is something. Okay, so now you're living a life right now that you didn't even conceived of. So when you begin to walk into your destiny, how did you come to embrace it?
Well, I was out working. I was out doing my thing. You know, a lot of times people sit and waiting for things to drop in their life, but I was active. I was busy doing whatever I thought it was to get to the next level to feed my children, because if it was to be, it was going to be up to me. And like I said, I was already angry with the Lord, so I wasn't really dependent on him to help me, and not realizing that he was already helping me, and he was giving me the strength and the grace and the mercies to do what I was already doing. But I was angry because of the pain that I felt. And you know, the thing was, even in the midst of it, I was angry and I was hurting, but I would still talk to the Lord. I would talk to him about my feelings and my emotions and stuff, and because I missed my conversations with him, because he always responded, he always consoled me. And you know, even though I was being abused and stuff, I could feel his presence. I could feel his touch when there was no touch. So I knew he was real. I was just mad with him.
Right.
Because, you know, when things happen to you, you want God to just come down and put the wrath on him. But thanks be to God, he didn't do that. Because a lot of times we're doing things that somebody's saying, go down there and get a killer, Lord. And, you know, if he listened to everything we said, we'd be having, I don't think anybody'd be left on the planet.
Exactly, right. Exactly, yeah. If he followed our directions, I know there wouldn't be nobody left. Yeah, that is so true.
We have all sinned, all, and come fall short of God's glory. That means we've all done something that if he didn't turn his back or close his eyes, he would have destroyed us. So you said we have all come short of his glory.
Yes. But you know, as you're talking about your experiences, and of course, all of us have had some things that we didn't like. We didn't know why God allowed us to get in it. But when you're talking, I remember in Romans where it says, count it all joy. You know, when you, no, it says, for we know. That's what it says. For we know that all things work together for good. That's what I'm thinking about what you're saying, because everything
See, now we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God. And see, this is what I had. What I had going for me. I loved God.
Remember to love the Lord.
And he was going to show up because I loved God.
Regardless of what you was going through, you still love God.
There's no way but God's way. There's no way but God's way.
That's powerful, Dr. Valerie. That's a lesson in itself. And we know some things that we get into is not that he is actually leading us, but if we have choices. He let us make choices. And the choices sometimes that we make, he doesn't just intervene and eject us out of it, because some choices that we make, he may have given us a no before, but we want it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he doesn't take what he's given us, which is the ability to choose, but he will, in the midst of us choosing, still be there. I think that's when the verse says, so that he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah.
He won't leave us, and he won't forsake us, even mm-hmm. in those hours where I felt that he mm-hmm. had forsaken me. He was there.
Mm-hmm.
He was there. I could feel his presence because I was mm-hmm. talking to him. If he wasn't there, it would be nobody to talk to.
Right. Exactly. Awesome. Well, you have really just given this a breakthrough on this line, because I know there's so many people are experiencing some trouble in their life, and for you to just say that one thing, that you love God, regardless when you were mad, you still talk to him and you still acknowledge that he was the one that was keeping you, that he was still your refuge, regardless of what the situation was, and then he brought you out. And that is awesome. I have one more commercial that I'm going to do, and then I'm going to bring you back, and you're going to tell us more about your coaching and your training that people can take advantage of, and also about what you're doing for us helping people in abuse situations. Thank you. Hold on one second.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that we have to keep first things first? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 lets us know, I exhort, desire, instruct, therefore, that first, supplication, prayer, intercession, a coming together, a conversation, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, presidents, and all who are in authority. Why? For this is good, beautiful, honorable, in the sight, in the presence of God our Savior.
Thank you again. This is your host, Joy Brown, for the Pastors for Punch TV Studio. And our phenomenal guest today is Dr. Valerie N. Parker. Now, I'm saying Parker, but I believe there's another name I should be using. Now, what's that last name?
It is Hagen.
Hagen. Okay.
Yes,
so
is
that Valerie Parker Hagen?
Yes, that is correct.
Awesome. And this is how many years?
A year and a half. I met my king about 3 years ago, so we've been married a year and a half. And I tell you what, he's been worth the wait. So many people, as I said, they go through situations in their life, and then they turn around and jump right back into another one. But
yeah.
I wanted to be able to minister to my children, and I wanted to be able to learn who I was. And when I discovered who I was, I enjoyed the liberty of moving in that motion of who I was without having to answer to anyone. So I did that for over 20 years. I got married after being divorced for 19 years.
Oh, my God. Well, congratulations. That's a
yes,
good
thank
evening.
You so much.
I love it. So, Dr. Valerie Hagen, tell us a little bit about what you do and with your training and your coaching.
Well, I am a speaker myself, and I'm an author. I've written 4 books. My first book, From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt, is my story. I talk about how I started and when I went into my marriage and how I came out of it and how I started working with Mr. Les Brown. The second one, Restored Vessels, Young Adults Overcoming Adversities. I wrote that one because, you know, when we go through situations in our life, we always think it's just about us. And when you have children, you just kind of eliminate them and put them on the side. Well, guess what? If you're broken, they're broken too. And you're teaching them to live with that brokenness. So Restored Vessels, Young Adults Overcoming Adversities, I co-wrote that with two of my children that wrote chapters in there, and they talk about how it was living, being a victim of a family of domestic violence and picking up the pieces and moving on, and how they transitioned their lives so they wouldn't be a product of the environment that they were raised up in. And then my third book, Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future. Joy, you know, when you go through in life, you can forgive you, but people won't let you forgive you.
Wow. Isn't that terrible? Huh?
It is just something. People keep bringing up, well, you know, I remember when you were this, and I remember that, and I remember this. Well, you know what? I've forgiven me. And one of the things that I had to learn and I talk about in my book is own your space. Own what you went through. And know that you went through it and you forgiven you. So once you do that, regardless of what anyone else say, it can't hurt you. Because people can be cruel and not realize that they're cruel. They just say, girl, I wouldn't have taken that. How could you have done this or that? And not realizing they talking and it's hurting you. It's just, you know, it's like putting a knife in your chest and turning it. So I wrote that book to talk about that transitioning. Les Brown wrote a chapter in there, and my good friend Tawana and Toby Williams. Mm-hmm. Tawana was born without arms. She talks about her drug addiction, and my dear friend Dwight Pleasure and his wife Sadie, they have a chapter in there. As a matter of fact, that was the first time Sadie ever talked about her experience with Dwight while he was involved with his drug addiction. Yes, so that book was my third book. And then after that, I wrote Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purpose, because, you know, success leaves clues. After you've been through some things, you want to motivate and encourage and inspire other individuals. So I did that in that book, Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purpose. So you can go to my website, fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's fromthesoulofawoman.com, and they'll be able to order all my products online. Or they can, you know, call me. You'll find my contact information on the website as well. Or my business office is 954-724-0900. So I do coaching and helping people to define their purposes. And also I do book publishing. So my consulting is, yes, people, you know, everybody has a story. And they want to write about it. So I do consulting with individuals with that to get them to focus on that book project, and then I can help them publish it as well because I do publishing. So that is, you know, you could go to my website and find out information regarding coaching and consulting regarding that, as well as individuals that are looking to be speakers. I represent the best of the best and been his business partner for over 20 years. So this is an industry that I'm very fluent with. My company, Arise by VNP, is a speakers bureau and PR company. And my nonprofit, From the Soul of a Woman Foundation, is for domestic violence in children in single-parent homes. And it is not singleized to just women, because men are victims of domestic violence. Did you know that we're in a nation that's growing where men are head of households, where the women have walked away and left the men there with the children, and they're doing it alone? Well, Soul of a Woman acknowledges that, too.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, so let me ask you something, because I'm interested in your publishing book. What's the number that I can call?
Well, you have my personal number, so you can reach out to me regarding that. And anyone else, they can call my business line, 954-724-0900.
That's awesome. You are a busy lady. How do you find time for yourself?
Oh, I have my king for that.
Okay. Yes, you do. That is awesome. I am so happy that you made time to come and do this interview with me today in our company, Punch TV Studio. It sounds like to me it needs to be a movie about you or something.
You know, I had entertained shopping it for a movie. I did years ago, and I had actually given my first book, From the Soul of a Woman, to Tyler Perry, because I knew him before he was the Tyler Perry. And so when I saw him a couple of years after I wrote my first book, I gave it to him, and I was like, I know I see some of my stuff in his plays he do, and I should be getting a kickback, but it's a lot of people's life. I've lived a life that millions of women and men have lived when it comes to domestic violence.
Girl. And you're so... You know, I'm going to say this with a candidness, and you're so pretty and petite. Who would want to hit you?
Oh, thank you so much. But domestic violence isn't isolated to your stature, your color, your financial disposition. It just is. When people are not happy with themselves and, you know, want to be a bully, because that's what they are, bullies. You're bullies in your marriage, they're bullies in the school, they're bullies on the job, there's bullies everywhere. It's just different dimensions of them.
So do they have a camp to put these people away to get them?
The only camp they have is jail.
Okay. How sick. How sick. It's just amazing. But we got the victory. We got a testimony here.
Amen.
And that's it. It was so good about it. Now, as you were saying that, I guess that's one of those things where the Bible says the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's.
Yes.
He certainly knows how to deliver his own out of trouble. You can't deny that.
He does.
He said, I will answer and I will show you
great and mighty things
that thou knowest not. So you are a living witness that he had you. You just had to come through that storm.
Amen. Yes, indeed. So if anyone can connect with me through Facebook, I'm on Facebook, Valerie Parker Hagen. And my website, again, is fromthesoulofawoman.com. And there you can find the resources, my coaching, my books. And I have a blog talk show that I do every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you go to my website and you can follow me that way as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Now, is there a last word you want to leave with our audience before the show ends?
Well, I thank you so much for having me. I look forward to connecting with you again soon. And as Marion Williamson says, our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're more powerful beyond measure.
And as Les Brown would say, you have greatness in you. To our audience today,
thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. We thank you, Dr. Valerie Parker Hagen, and her book, Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purpose. Make sure you visit that website, fromthesoulofawoman.com, and everything you need to do to find out who this woman is and how you can walk into your destiny, and she can put you right on the right trip on the road. Again, this is the Pastors for Punch TV Studio. I'm your host, Joy Brown. I appreciate our CEO, Joseph Collins, for allowing this show to come on. And all you need to do, if you want to hear the show again, is go to our Facebook page, and Facebook page under Joy Brown or either under Valerie Parker. Click on the button, and you can hear this interview again and again and again, and you can give it to somebody else. We thank you. And we love you. Until next time, the Pastors for Punch TV Studio, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 o'clock Pacific time, and it was 6 o'clock Eastern time. You have a wonderful day, and thank you again, Dr. Valerie Parker Hagen.
Thank you, and good night.
Good night.